Federal officials announced an unusual case this afternoon involving domestic terrorism charges. U.S. Department of Justice attorney Karen Leffler says that both Paul Rockwood Jr. and his wife Nadia Rockwood pleaded guilty to charges of making false statements to Federal Bureau of Investigation agents in a domestic terrorism investigation. The investigation was conducted by the District of Alaska's Joint Terrorism Task Force.
As part of the investigation, the JTTF learned that he developed a hit list of approximately 15 individuals that he targeted for assassination or execution. By early this year, he had formalized that list of individuals, all of whom resided outside the state of Alaska, and began discussing the construction of explosive devices and other means of killing the targeted individuals. He later gave that target list that he had created to his wife, Nadia Rockwood, to pass on to another individual.
Leffler said Rockwood, age 35, converted to Islam around 2001 and soon became an advocate of jihad-promoting cleric Anwar al-Awlaki and began researching targets for execution. Both Rockwoods moved to Alaska in 2006 and lived in King Salmon, although Leffler would not comment on what they did to support themselves there. Leffler said Nadia Rockwood, age 36, was fully aware of her husband's activities. The hit list Leffler refers to did not contain the names of any Alaskans.
You know, what the plea agreement with Ms. Rockwood says is simply that these were names that that she was aware that he got from looking at internet websites. I'm not going to comment on any names. As I said, the biggest concern that the FBI had and the investigators was to make sure the people named were saved.
Nadia Rockwood carried the list to Anchorage to pass on to another individual who was not named by Leffler, citing confidentiality. Leffler said the FBI obtained the list leading to the charges against the Rockwoods. Judge Ralph Beislein accepted the guilty pleas today. Leffler said Paul Rockwood faces an 8-year prison sentence. His wife faces 5 years probation. Due to the plea agreement, Nadia Rockwood, who holds dual citizenship, will be able to go back to England. Sentencing is set for August 23rd.